Mesechtas Irvin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Dalet. The Mishnah continues with other leniencies that were permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. Kehen shalaka ve'etzbaya, a kohen that got a wound on his finger. Kerichel of Gemi b'Mikdash, he can wrap a reed around it in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it had medicinal purposes, which are generally asur midei rabbanan to practice medicine on Shabbos, but it was permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is talking about specifically where he's wrapping it in a way that it's not going to be a barrier between his hand and the avodah that he needs to do. Either it's his left hand that he's not using, or it's in the back of his hand. Avalei b'medina, but this could not be done throughout the rest of the country. This is asur midei rabbanan to use medicine on Shabbos, and was forbidden elsewhere outside the Beis HaMikdash. Im lahaitzi dam, and if he's tying it tight around the wound in order to draw blood out from the wound, then kan dekan aser, that will be aser everywhere, because drawing blood out of the wound is the melacha d'oraisa, which will be forbidden even in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah brings another case. Beizgin malach agabe kevesh b'shvil shleyachliku. You can crush salt on the ramp of the mizbeach in order that the kahanim shouldn't slip. This is talking about salt that was already once broken up and it got stuck together again, and he's just re-separating it. So it's only asur midei rabbanan then to break it up. In this case, it's asur midei rabbanan. It resembles the melacha of baina, because he's building a easy walkable surface on the mizbeach's ramp, and it's permitted, since it's only rabbinically restricted, it's permitted in the Beis HaMikdash, but it would not be allowed elsewhere to be done on Shabbos. And a third case mentioned in the Mishnah, umemalen mibar hagayla umibar hagadol begalgal b'Shabbos. You can draw water with the bucket that was tied to a galgal, a wheel, from two different wells that were on the Har Bayis. They were on the Temple Mount. This was the bar hagayla, the well of the Gaila, of the people that went to exile, and the Bar Agal and Bar Agadol, the large well. These wells were permitted to draw water with a wheel on Shabbos, even though it's generally rabbinically restricted, but it was permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. And there was another well that was also permitted even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Miber Haker V'yemtev. This well, Haker, the Rav says, comes from the word Mekar, source. It was the well of source that was permitted on Yantev to draw water from. The Rabbanim, the Chazal allowed this water to be well for people, water to be drawn from this well for people that were being Eile Regal, and they waived the restriction on this, and it permanently stayed that way. Mishnah Tezvav. Sheretz Shenimta B'Mikdash. If a Sheretz was there's eight different shrutzim, creatures that when dead they transmit a tumma. They're ava tumma and they transmit tumma, and it's forbidden to have this tumma in the Beis HaMikdash. This sheretz shenimsa b'mikdash, a sheretz that's found within the mikdash, so it needs to be removed as soon as possible, because we're not allowed to bring in nor sustain and keep tumma in the Beis HaMikdash. Kayin meitziei behavyanei, a kayin should take it out by using his belt. He should wrap his belt around it and take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash immediately. Even though in the process his belt is going to become tamei, still it's permitted to do this, because this is the fastest way to get it out. Shalei lahashis es hatuma, in order not to keep the tuma in the Beis HaMikdash for any extended amount of time. Divrei Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, this is Rabbi Yechon ben Breika's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says he should not use his belt. Rather, he should go and get b'tsevashel eitz, wooden tongs, which would not become tamei themselves, unlike the belt, which would become tamei, and he should use these wooden tongs to remove the sheretz, even though it will take him more time, because he's now going to have to go first get the tongs before he can remove the sheretz. Still, he should do it this way, shalei l'rabbis es hatuma, not to increase the amount of tamei things that are in the Beis HaMikdash, because when the belt would become tummy, now there would be two items in the Beis HaMikdash tummy. So it's better to delay the sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash and go get tongs, and not to increase the amount of tummy items in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah continues, Mehegan Maitzin, I say, from where were they supposed to remove the sheretz? in this case where they're removing the sheretz on Shabbos, a dead sheretz on Shabbos is muktza, and there was a leniency over here that the muktza restrictions were waived in order to remove the sheretz from the Beis Hamikdash. Where was it a necessity to remove the sheretz that they would waive the muktza restriction in order to remove it? So the first opinion says, min ha-heichal, from the actual sanctuary of the Beis Hamikdash, the walled in the room of the Heichal, umin ulam, in the antechamber that was right before the Heichal, umibein ulam la mizbeach, and the space between the ulam and the mizbeach, these places were more stringent, and therefore one should waive the muktzah restrictions and remove the sheretz from this place. But elsewhere in the Hazara and in the courtyard, there was not as much of a necessity, and therefore the sheretz should not be moved because it's muksa. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Anas, that's Reb Shimon ben Anas' opinion. Reb Akiva says, Makim shechayven al zedeine karis v'al shigasei chatos, any place that a person would be chayv for entering while being tamei, if he would be chayv karis for doing this b'mezid, or he'd be chayv a chatos, carbon chatos, for doing it b'shegeg, inadvertently, so any such space, Mishem Maitzin, I say that's where we have to take these sheretz out on Shabbos from, and this includes the entire Azara, the entire courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, not just the place from the Mizbeach and onwards towards the Ulam and the Heichal, but even on the other side of the Mizbeach as well. Ushar Kalam Akaimis, but any other place where the sheretz is found, if it's found outside the Azara, anywhere else in the Beis HaMikdash, then kaifman alav pisakter, just we should cover it over with a pot and leave it until after Shabbos and then remove it, but do not waive the restrictions of muksa. The mission now jumps back to halachas that were mentioned by Rav Shimon previously. In very brief phrase, Rav Shimon goes back and explains two halachas that he said, one in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and another in two Mishnayos ago in Mishnah Yud Gimel, and Rav Shimon comes to explain his reasonings. Rav Shimon says, "Makim sheyatiru l'cha chachamim mishalcha nasanu lach." In the place that the chachamim are permitting to you, it's really your own place that they're giving to you. They're not really giving more than what you had. And this is referring to Zalacha in Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph that Rav Shimon said, if someone finds himself in the beginning of Shabbos within 15 amos outside the tchum of the city, he is allowed not only to go within 2,000 amos of where he's standing, but he's considered actually within the city, and he can travel the entire distance of the city in 2,000 amos around it. And the reason being is because when they would measure the tchum of the city, they would intentionally pull it in 15 amos in order that people from within the city shouldn't accidentally walk outside and go beyond the tchum. So this man is standing within that 15 amos of the tchum. He really is actually inside the tchum of the city. Just the markers were moved. So Rav Shimon says, it's really shalcha, the place that they're giving you to travel, it's really your own. They didn't actually give you something that wasn't yours. And the second thing that Rav Shimon says is regarding tying the strings of the instruments in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos that we mentioned in Mishnah Yud Gimel, that Rav Shimon was stringent and he did not allow. The only things that the Rabbanan allowed you to tie were only things that Asar Midar Rabbanan, and this that Rav Shimon was stringent, Rav Shimon is clarifying that he's talking about specifically knots that generally have a permanent nature and are Asar Midar Isa to tie, even if they're only being tied for short term. Those types of knots, like a double knot, permanent knots, those are the knots that he prohibited to be tied in the Beis HaMikdash because they only allow things that are rabbinically restricted in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas if it would have been a bow or other things that have a temporary nature, that Rav Shimon himself would have permitted to be tied on the musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Hadron Alach, Mesechas Erevin, Mazel Tov.